News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, yesterday around this time on the show, we spoke to Glenda Harrington of the Dublin-based Superrun Friends Helping Friends about those proposed new Dublin City Council bylaws banning on-street services for homeless people. Just have a listen to what she had to say.
Everything closes at 4 o'clock, and once they're closed at 4 o'clock, homeless people don't have anywhere to go for warm clothes, a hot meal, some advice, some love, a hug. They don't have any of that after 4 o'clock. The services that are not good enough close at that time.
Okay, that was Glenda Harrington talking to us yesterday. We're joined now by Mary Hayes, Director of the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive. Mary, just before we get to that point about 4 o'clock, can I just ask you, first of all, why is this move being made? What are these proposed new bylaws, and why have Dublin City Council decided to act here?
In Dublin City Centre right now, there are approximately 24 known groups who are all focusing on providing food services to what are roughly around 100 rough sleepers in any given week. And that goes between around 90 rough sleepers to 130 in a given week. But that they're all focused on providing food services in the Dublin City Centre. So that's quite a huge, and that's a growing number, even from 2021. Well, it's uncoordinated and it's very ad hoc, and they're all targeting the same areas. So I guess for us, what we would like to do is, I would like to just start straight away by saying we don't want to ban food services or voluntary work. This is complementary to our own work and our own objectives. So what we want is, I guess, that this would be coordinated and managed, and that, you know, we would have a balance. The other thing is around spreading the locations into places that are kind of more dignified for people who are availing of the services, and thinking about the balance across the city.
Yeah,
not like, everything needs to be Dublin City Centre.
I mentioned yesterday about seeing a man undressing at the GPO. Yeah. He was being given new clothes. And I mean, look, that's not desirable, obviously, to have somebody half naked outside the GPO on O'Connell Street.
Yeah. And you see, we do. And I guess that is the thing. I think sometimes this argument becomes polarised between, you know, and us and them, between the volunteer groups and then the groups that
are
funded.
As it is on social media.
Yeah.
At the moment.
And I think that's really unfortunate, because for a start, I mean, Merchants Quay is open until seven every evening. And in Merchants Quay, they do provide clothes. You know, there are different places. I know that Alice Leahy and Trust Target, and we don't fund Alice, but they do it entirely voluntary. But it's a very dignified space where people are, she keeps clothes for rough sleepers, and there's a changing space for them in the mornings. Focus Ireland's coffee shop is open till 6:30. Again, targeting, and that's around food but engagement as well.
So okay, Glenda's point that, and look, I put it to her that there's antisocial activity around, and she didn't disagree. And she said, look, ideally this wouldn't be done outdoors. But her point was, after 4 o'clock, you heard her saying it, after 4 o'clock, there are no alternative services available. They have to do this.
And that's why we're trying to engage with all of the services that are out there, because our sense is that they maybe don't realise the full array of services that are there. They may not know that all our homeless hostels, for example, that there's food provided in them. Now, I accept that sometimes people will, you know, people will not be laid back. It may not suit them. They will still use a food service if it's there. I 100% accept that. But there is, all our hostels are 24-hour access. So you don't have to wait until nighttime to access your hostel anymore. You're booked in on a rolling basis for as long as you need it, or until you move on. And by the same token, food is provided. I also think it would be good for us to work with those services, bring them in more so they understand the full array of what's there and funded, so they can see that, because we would also have medical services. We work with closely with the HSE. So some of those services have medical services on site. We work closely with social protection so that people can get their basic income taken care of as well.
OK, so you don't accept that argument that after 4 p.m. there's no alternative and the soup kitchen operators have to be there?
I don't accept it, but I don't have any issue with the fact that there are soup runs and people want to do this in the evening, and it's from a very well-intentioned space. I'm not denigrating what they do at all, because I think it's fantastic that people give up their time to do that. I think we could do it better, and I think we could do it more coordinated.
And not on the streets necessarily.
Not on the streets. I think one of the things that we would like to look at, we've started working with the groups for, you know, we've been working with them since the beginning of February this year. We started a kind of an engagement with them, and we're trying to gather information before we draft the bylaws, just to be clear, they're not drafted, because we have ideas of what might go into them, and we're consulting with the food groups to think about what that might look like. And that includes things like, what time is the services needed? Where should they be? what, you know, what, how can they work with the other services that are out there in partnership?
Okay, two things I just want to ask you as well. One of your colleagues told councillors recently, he cited a report done a number of years ago, which found generally it wasn't clear who was availing of homeless services. The soup kitchen services, that it generally wasn't people availing of homeless services who were doing that. Is that your experience as well of the soup kitchen? Now, I put that as well to Glenda. She denied that was the case, but this report certainly found that.
I think the report was 2021, and it found that some were homeless, and many were not. And that is our experience, even of our own day services, is some people are still homeless, but some people are housed but still needing the support and what comes with it.
Can I ask you just finally as well, just another contentious issue, the provision of tents to people who are homeless? You can see both sides of the argument. I mean, better a tent than nothing. But is there a danger by giving somebody a tent, you're actually enabling them not to go into a hostel accommodation, and maybe that's not desirable?
See, it's exactly what you said. It's not nothing. We're not offering nothing. The absolute vast majority of people come in, and they come in. It's not just about having, you know, a safe place or accommodation available to you. It is around the fact that, you know, we do try to make sure if you want to end homelessness, you need to get someone on a social housing list. You need all those basic things in place. And sometimes it's someone's maybe mental health or that is keeping them outside and keeping them isolated and apart. And it is much easier for us to engage and put those services around people when they're inside in our emergency accommodation.
OK, listen, thanks for coming in to us this morning. Mary Hayes, Director of the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.